This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, December 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. ALRB approves card check regulations. New chair of the Almond Board, and Craig wins nod for House Ag. ALRB approves new card check regulations. The Agriculture Labor Relations Board has approved new regulations to implement Governor Gavin Newsom's card check deal with United Farm Workers. The board pushed back on many of the amendments farm groups had called for, such as allowing more flexibility for farm workers who have a change of heart months after signing a ballot card. Under the regulations, unions submit authorization cards to ALRB in place of the secret election process. Employers must respond within 48 hours with a list of employees and their contact details. They can challenge the eligibility of workers, but trying to appeal an ALRB decision on wage rates would require companies to post a bond covering the additional pay. In the meantime, ALRB has ordered Wonderful Nurseries, LLC, to return to discussions over a bargaining agreement. Last year, ALRB authorized a UFW card check petition for the workers. Wonderful fought the decision, filing a lawsuit in June. Meanwhile, the time period for negotiating a bargaining agreement ran out, and ALRB ordered Wonderful to a mediation process. A Kern County Superior Court judge then ordered an injunction against ALRB, stalling the process. A district appeals court, however, waived the injunction in October, and ALRB has ordered Wonderful back to the table. Newsom unveils career master plan. California Labor Secretary Stuart Knox announced a career master plan in Shasta County during Governor Gavin Newsom's job tour. The plan strategizes how to track learning done on the job and equate it to traditional higher education learning, ideally following people without degrees to obtain higher paying jobs. GOP Assemblymember Heather Hadwick of Shasta said she was glad to get Sacramento up to the north of the state and demonstrate some of the region's barriers to education. Keep in mind, Newsom also formally received the North State Regional Economic Plan, which will focus on the natural resources, agriculture, tourism, and healthcare sectors. He will release the entire California Jobs First Economic Blueprint in January. Alicia Rockwell selected as new Almond Board chair. The Almond Board has selected Alicia Rockwell to replace Alexi Rodriguez as board chair. Rockwell is the chief government and public affairs officer for Blue Diamond Growers. "I'm honored to have the trust of my fellow board members," said Rockwell. "The board is a strong group of experienced and impressive individuals who care deeply about our industry. Together, we will continue to address industry challenges and build a prosperous future for the California almond industry." Remember, Rodriguez is moving on to CEO of the Almond Board Alliance to advocate for almond growers in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. CDFA issues another raw milk recall. CDFA has announced a statewide recall and quarantine order for Valley Milk Simply Bottled, which is produced by Stanislaus County Dairy. A bulk tank sample detected H5N1 in the raw milk. The recalled items include the, quote, Valley Milk Simply Bottled Raw Cow Milk and Desi Milk Raw Cow Milk, distributed in quart, half-gallon, and one-gallon containers, dated December 23rd through December 30th. Labor Department rolls out new farm worker wage amounts. Many farmers are going to see significantly higher costs for H-2A workers in 2025. The average minimum wage for H-2A workers rising by an average of 4.47% in 2025 under new rates calculated by the Labor Department. The increases in wage rates vary widely by state and region. California, which brings in the third largest number of H-2A workers, will see rates increase by just over 1%, while Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama will get a 10% increase, according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Now take note, a federal judge this fall issued an injunction in ongoing litigation that bars the Labor Department from implementing the new rates in 17 states until December 30th. The rates took effect in other states on Monday. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Republican voters support targeted tariff approach. New polling finds Republican voters are leery of sweeping tariffs that could raise household costs, but would support targeted tariffs to achieve specific policy goals. Morning Consult and the Consumer Brands Association polled more than 2,000 registered Republican voters across the U.S. The findings that were shared with AgriPulse showed 90% of Republican voters would reject broad-based tariffs that raise living costs. More than 80%, however, say they would support strategic tariffs imposed to protect U.S. manufacturing or target industries that threaten national security. A majority of those polls supported excluding products that cannot be made in the U.S. from any tariff hikes. Similar majorities are also welcoming exempting products from U.S. allies and those available in the U.S., but in only limited quantities. Canada's finance minister resigns, citing tensions over Trump tariff response. Canada's finance minister and deputy prime minister, Chrystia Freeland, resigned from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's cabinet yesterday, citing a disagreement over the country's response to President-elect Donald Trump's trade agenda. In a letter to Trudeau posted on X, Freeland said the pair had been at odds about the best path forward for Canada for several weeks and that Trudeau had indicated he no longer wanted Freeland to serve as finance minister. Last month, Trump threatened Canada and Mexico with a 25% tariff unless they took steps to stem the flow of undocumented migrants and illicit drugs across the border. "We need to take that threat extremely seriously," Freeland told Trudeau in her resignation letter, urging the Canadian government to, quote, "push back against America's first economic nationalism and keep our fiscal powder dry to prepare for a coming tariff war." Well, here's today's final word. It's a tough job being a Democrat in agriculture, but she can handle it. That former House Ag Chair Colin Peterson of Minnesota on Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota being selected by Democratic Steering Committee to be the Ag Panel's ranking member. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, December 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.